Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number, and this is the Thursday night edition of the show. We're here, as we are, six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so join us for every single moment. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can get us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find live streaming. That's right, we've got a broadband version of the show. We've also got a dial-up version, so everybody, virtually everyone on the internet can listen completely free. Listen live at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, they got their Porcupine Festival coming up at the end of next month, right?
They do.
It's going to be very interesting. They have all kinds of freedom speakers there, including
yes.
Michael Bednarik.
And we are keeping our fingers crossed in hopes that Free Talk Live will be able to attend this year. We're unsure. There's still details being ironed out on that.
Absolutely. People would want to know because it's going to be
sure.
an interesting festival.
Sure. And you don't have to be a member to attend.
No.
Anyway,
I bet you will be when you leave, though.
Maybe so. Apparently, it was pretty impressive last year, and it was a real good kind of camaraderie, real good feeling around the entire place. We want you to go to freetalklive.com and check out all the good stuff on there, so be sure you do that. And be sure you go and vote for us as well at vote.freetalklive.com. Even though we're in the top five podcasts in the entire world, we could still use your vote if you haven't done it.
We'd like to be number one.
Yeah, so consider that. Got an email from somebody named Mark Stevens today.
Okay.
And Mark is a writer of a book called Adventures in Legal Land. And we don't really have guests on this show very often at all, although we are going to be having Drew Curtis from FARC.com tomorrow night on the show. Or ask Drew.
Although?
Well, to get on this show, see, a lot of radio shows seem like they are desperate to fill airtime, so they'll just take any old guest they can get.
Yes.
In fact, in my email box, I'm constantly getting promotions by agents.
Yes.
Like, somehow my name appeared in Talkers Magazine or something, so somehow the agents have gotten word that Free Talk Live exists now, and so they're all sending me these guest ideas, and I always email them back, please remove me from your list. We seek out guests that we want. Now, if we're going to have guests on the show, which is rare, we will look for you. And so,
well, just the fact that they've got you on your list is some value. You understand?
Sure.
That's valuable to them, because they can say, hey, I've got a list of hundreds of program directors
right.
that, schedule guests on, so you should hire me to schedule you on radio shows.
Right, right.
So the fact that you even exist on the list, you're not getting taken off of any list. You can believe that.
Well, anyway, so we don't have guests on very often. We're probably going to have this guy
and
on,
they
though.
Send it. To, they also send them the same things to me as though I have any sway in this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right. I can veto anything you put in. So it's very interesting.
Care.
His perspective is interesting. And the only reason I even gave him a chance at being on the show is because when he first shot something to me, I can tell it was from him, not from an agent, because he said he wanted to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so that made me look a little bit closer. I looked at his website. It looked like he was very pro-freedom, very liberty-friendly. And so I took it closer. I said, well, sell yourself to me. You know, tell me why you should be on Free Talk Live and what it is that you can give us, because all of our guests always reciprocate. You know, we're not just going to put you on here so you can plug your book. You've got to give us a little something, too. You know, you scratch our back, we scratch yours, that kind of thing.
So, like, they give us their email list or something like that.
Like Downsized DC will contact their people about Free Talk Live, promote us, promote some of the things that we're doing here. So.
And they do very similar stuff. We're all swinging for the same fence,
you exactly.
know?
We're all on the same team. And here's what Mark, here's one of his concepts, and I like it. He calls this article The Government Hoax.
The government hoax
is probably the oldest, most pervasive, and stubborn of hoaxes. It's the belief in non-existent states and nations, and that government is both legitimate and necessary. In the geographic area of the North American continent, commonly referred to as the United States, it's claimed only government can provide the service of protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Am I supposed to comment on this?
Whatever you want, sure.
It sounds wacky.
Well, isn't that what government is supposed to be here to do, is to ensure that we all have the ability to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
I think that's what a government is
for. That's their stated purpose.
But you're focusing on the stuff that doesn't sound wacky, all right? On this piece of earth that we call the Western continent of Gia, we have an area that's commonly referred to as the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry, you've lost 99% of your listeners.
Oh, well, here we go. Another reason is
not your listeners.
Another reason is no service or product should be provided at the barrel of a gun.
I agree with that. I agree, mostly.
Oh, yeah, mostly, with the exception of, let's see, the FCC and the exception of, you've got your exceptions to that one. You don't mind having the government pick up weapons if it's a, it's the right issue for Manwich. As long as they are protecting the children, right?
Just go ahead. Read the damn article.
He says, okay, it's that simple, that no service or product should be provided at the barrel of a gun. There are no exceptions unless one believes that people have no rights. Now, if one believes that people have no rights, then government is not necessary to protect what doesn't exist. If you believe that people have rights, then you don't protect them without their freely given consent. Also, protection is not submission to the violent, unaccountable, unaccountable control of another, nor is violent domination a legitimate method of doing business. Would you hire people who don't acknowledge you have property to protect your property?
No.
Well, he wouldn't either. The ultimate ownership, this is from a Senate resolution in 1933, quote, the ultimate ownership of all property is in the state. Individual so-called ownership is only by virtue of government, i.e. law, amounting to mere user, and that use must be in accordance with law and subordinate to the necessities of the state. That's from Senate Resolution 62 in April of 1933. And we've certainly seen that to be true in the case of so-called property rights in this country, in that we've proven that you don't own your property. So therefore, if you don't own the property, then it's the property of the state. So that particular statement has to be true.
Well, sort of. I mean, to some extent, I actually agree with it. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, if you're using your car to, you know, run people over in the middle of the road.
Yeah, but then you're hurting somebody else.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. This guy's talking about, you know, the point of view he's coming from. Like, it's very, very close to anarchism to the point where you can't use the state to go after somebody who's killing people.
Mm. Yeah, that'll be an interesting question if we have him on the show that you'll have to bring up and how he would address law enforcement. Because, yes, he is definitely taking this from a very anti-state position.
Very anti-state position.
He says, what exactly is government? Have you ever seen a government? While there are varying degrees, government is one man violently controlling the life and property of another man. In some places, this violent control is decreed to be for the latter's own good and protection, and hailed as the best system in the world. Because it's based on violence, there are no states or nations, states being voluntary associations. You may recognize that violent control over a man's life and property is what we like to call slavery. Slavery is a form of government, and in most cases, if not all, synonymous with government. Govern means control, not protect. Have you ever noticed the word protect is mysteriously not included in any definitions of the word govern? From Ballantine's Law Dictionary, govern, to direct and control, to regulate, to influence, to restrain, and to manage.
Do you think this is a conspiracy by the dictionary companies?
No. He's not. This guy doesn't suggest any conspiracies whatsoever.
I'm just saying.
His perspective is that if this really was a voluntary society, if this government really was formed by men who voluntarily formed it, then they don't have any authority over you. That's his perspective. And I happen to agree with that particular perspective, because otherwise it's a total force issue. The government is force, and in a free country, that shouldn't be happening.
There are very, very few people that would support. I mean, what basically this sounds like to me is just an argument against a government.
And yeah, that is what it sounds like.
And to,
I think it's a good argument against the government.
I hear where he's coming from, but it's just a wacky fringe area.
We're going to come back with more. It's only fringe because you've lived with government for your entire life and you assume it's necessary.
I disagree, and I'll get to it when we get back.
Very good. Your show, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind, if you'd like. This is Free Talk Live. Actually, we've got an update coming in from China, so we are going to put the things on pause because, well, people calling from China are paying a lot of money to do so.
Yes, they
this
are.
This is Free Talk.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at reasontofreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with reasontofreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's reasontofreedom.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when. Act now. Call for your free catalog. Toll free. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And it's the Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, maybe even a personal problem. Anything that's on your mind goes. In fact, we need to go right to the phones and right to the fun and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling this time from China. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, hi, guys. Hello from Beijing.
How do you say hello in Chinese?
Ni hao.
Ni hao? Well, yeah. Ni hao, Gene. How are you, sir?
Very good. Having a good time over here, and I posted a couple of messages on your bulletin board and tried to call a couple days. Yesterday I couldn't get through because I had some telephone issues, and the day before you were discussing the UFO, and I couldn't sit and hold all that time, but
sure.
It was an interesting show. I've downloaded it and listened to it.
Excellent. So tell us about your trip so far, Gene. Anything interesting happening?
Very interesting. One thing that's really struck me on this trip is I know two people who are having a new apartment built. My wife's parents are have a new apartment over here in Beijing, and only a little one-bedroom unit in a about a 12-story high-rise. And I'm currently in the 16th story, 16th level of another high-rise where this other girl, my wife's best friend, it's her apartment, little two-bedroom. And she and her new husband have just purchased a 3,000-square-foot townhouse.
Wow.
That they're having finished on the north side of Beijing.
Huh.
And so what I've the thing that struck me on this trip is the up-and-coming Chinese. I think that probably the new affluent in the world is going to be the Chinese.
Because, really? Yeah, the world's going to change.
Yeah.
Well, that's inevitable,
United
man.
States is, yeah, the United States is going downhill, and like I say, the Chinese are going up.
Do you really, did you, now can you see any real evidence of the communist control? Have you seen any of that quite yet?
You know, what I've been trying to do this trip is take a picture of a Chinese police car, because I know that people think that the Chinese police are all over the place, and so far, I've only managed to walk by one Chinese police car the entire time I've been here.
Wow.
And that one, they were busy, you know, they were busy asking some guy a bunch of questions about something. I don't know what it was about.
And you're in Beijing.
Yeah, I'm in Beijing.
You'd think there'd be a lot of cops in Beijing.
No, they're so hard to find. Like I said, I'm trying to get a picture of a Chinese police car so that people will know what it looks like.
Right.
And
huh.
So far, I've only been close to that one. And since they were harassing this guy, I didn't feel like walking up there with my camera and snapping some shots there.
What is it that the communists do with all their money? Is it just, and now how about military? Communist military, are they all around everywhere in Beijing or what?
I haven't seen any official military yet, but here's the thing. I'm on the 16th story of a 25-story apartment complex. And if you go and walk up to this place, you would think it's military, because all over you see these guys in their blue shirts and blue pants, and they got the hats on, you know, with the shiny rim and the gold braid hanging from their shoulders. They look like they're military. All they are is security, the private security being hired by the apartment complex.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And you'll see one standing out at the road, you know, where the cars drive in, so he's supposed to keep the riffraff out. And so he's the cars come in and make sure that you have business in the apartment complex. So you would think that military is everywhere, but they're private security.
Well, yeah, isn't that what they spend all their money on? I mean, isn't that what communist states spend all the money that they steal from people on, is their military apparatus for the most part?
Well, they do have a large military. There's no question about it, but I don't see much of a presence of it here in Beijing. I'm sure they are here. I have seen, you know, there's been times when I've gone by official government buildings, and of course they have the military there guarding the buildings. In fact, I just now remembered that on a cab riding back from one of the shopping sprees we've been on, we did drive by the Chinese White House, the version of Chinese White House, where all the high government officials live.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And of course they had the military security around that, and it was walled in. And
I bet they did. Of course.
Yeah, they had their Chinese guards standing there with nothing more than a sidearm. They didn't even have a long gun.
Hmm.
So, now, what I found interesting is, again, Gene, you've been posting on the bulletin board system from China, which means you've found yourself some internet access. And recently, in your most recent post, you actually made the claim that you were able to access freedom-oriented websites from a Chinese cafe.
I have not found a restricted site yet. I've been, you know, I haven't tried everything. I've tried all the
US.gov. US.gov.
I didn't try any .gov sites. I could. I mean,
well, according to an article earlier this week, the Chinese government has contracted with Microsoft in order to put some sort of filtering on all of their internet providers. Is it possible that you've just happened to have been in a internet cafe that was using black market access?
I doubt it. It's a big, well-known internet cafe here just across the street. But, I mean, I can try checking some .gov sites and see what comes up. I did have difficulty with our banking site. You know, my wife went online trying to to do some online banking, and those sites were extremely slow. They did load, but they were, you had to wait a long time for the pages. But
well, most interestingly,
it popped right up.
Exactly. That's the most important thing, is that Chinese people can listen to
Free Talk Live.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
And now, do you have any other questions for
a couple of shows?
For Gene, while he's
I'm happy with what
there's nothing you want to know about China. There's nothing that you want him to specifically find out or discover.
I don't know. How much are Chinese girls willing to pay for mail order husbands?
I don't think they're willing to pay anything.
Not that interested, huh?
Nobody wants a round eye, man.
I haven't asked any. But,
well, very cool, Gene. I'm sorry, we have these funny little delay issues. Yeah, we're just all trying to pause at the right time.
Okay. Any other
Well, Gene, excellent call. Always good information, I'm sure. How long are you staying there for?
Oh, we're only going to be here about three more days.
Well, have a safe remainder of your trip, and I'm sure you're going to have more interesting, fun stuff to share with us when you get back. Always fascinating.
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to do was I wanted to get a T-shirt that said Free Talk Live, and I was going to take my picture in front of Tiananmen Square. I wasn't going to go hold up a sign that says Free Talk Live and take a picture, because then they would get nervous. But if I had it on a T-shirt and took a picture, I'm sure there wouldn't be a problem.
That would be cool.
The government does get a little nervous about those kind of things, you know.
I got you. Well, we respect that. Unfortunately, we're still working on the T-shirt thing, but that is coming in the future, Gene, so maybe on the next trip. But as always, thank you for getting in touch, and call us when you get home. Let us know how everything else went.
Will do. Thanks,
dude. 800-259-9231. Always interested to know about other countries.
Free Talk Live T-shirts in places all over the world. Sounds great for the website, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just find that fascinating, especially since we've talked about Hong Kong before, and Hong Kong, he's not in Hong Kong, he's in Beijing. But in Hong Kong, the communists took over. The Chinese government took it over from the British.
If you call not doing much of anything taking over.
97, yeah. And the people in Hong Kong, when you ask them where the communists are, they say they just kind of hide out in their offices. They don't really even do anything there. And so maybe they're kind of being a little more hands-off on the mainland nowadays. I don't know. It's very interesting. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. It's your show. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Aristotle pondered over it. The Rolling Stones sang about it. And parents lament their kids don't know the difference between it and need. Want to know more? Then stay tuned, and I'll tell you about a very driving force. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. This motivator is so powerful that Tennessee Williams named his streetcar after it. I'm talking about desire, of course, which is the same force that drives consumers to buy their streetcars. According to a consumer focus survey, want tops the list of reasons to purchase a new vehicle, trailed by need. Whether it be for work, because there's a new driver in the family, or because of mechanical problems of the current car. Ironically, the survey indicates that only 5% of new car purchases are based on low lower prices or attractive financing. So rewrite the song, Mick. Maybe you can always get what you want. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever you want, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, anything goes. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. We are approaching 600 users. We've got thousands of posts for you to surf around through. So be sure you go and check that out. And when I say thousands, I mean over 18,000, maybe even over 19,000 now. I'm not even sure. There's a lot.
Whole bunches.
Lots. From people all over the world. And, of course, the Free Talk Live crew hangs out there as well. It's kind of like our digital playground at freetalklive.com. Now, we started out the show tonight talking about an article by somebody by the name of Mark Stevens. He wrote a book called Adventures in Legal Land, and we may actually be having him on the show here in the near future. But I kind of wanted to run this this article by you, Matt, which since you're always such a good critic of things like this. And so I wanted to run it past you. And so far, his premise is that government is a big hoax. It's a big game being played on the people of the world.
Well, I think it would be described as an agreement. An agreement among people.
That's the way it's supposed to be, right? That's the initial concept behind at least our government here in this.
But the agreement gives power to this, you know, fake entity called government,
right.
And then that power can be abused.
Now, I see that. Now,
I agree with the agreement. I don't agree with the abuses of power.
I see that. But what if I don't agree with the agreement? Can the power be abused over me still?
Get your butt out of my city then. See, this is what bugs the crap out of me, out of the anarchists that I have to listen to on this show. You guys didn't build this stuff. This stuff was built by the hands of people in an
what
agreement.
Stuff?
The government. The houses.
But what if we don't want it?
The roads.
The houses. The government didn't build
then
the
get
houses.
Get your Grizzly Adams butt to the middle of
this
Montana and buy a piece of land, live there, and don't come off of it like Ted Kaczynski did. That's the kind of nut job you are.
Well,
you're not mailing bombs to people.
I'd be paying for the roads because I pay gas taxes, so I pay for the services I use. How dare you try and tax me for services that I don't use?
I'm telling you that it's a force of agreement. The government is what built this. The road would not have been paid if it wasn't for the gas taxes.
You are so blind to the marketplace, man. If the market wants to transport goods from point A to point B, the road will be built. As though roads would never have existed if it weren't for government. Please.
The roads would be infinitely more expensive without a government.
Don't believe it. Competition brings prices down, not up now.
I disagree entirely. Otherwise...
You disagree that competition brings prices down?
No, I don't agree with that premise. I agree with the previous one. Now stop trying to manipulate my argument. What I'm telling you is, if private roads were such a great thing and so much better than the public roads that we currently have, the private roads would be built right alongside of them, and then the public ones wouldn't be used anymore. They'd be completely obsolete. There is
nice
no reason for you to... You're nuts
this
stuff.
Okay, it's nice to say that, and you're right. If this was really a free society, then yes, private roads really would be built right next to the government ones. Unfortunately, everybody is kind of under they kind of operate under the idea that government controls everything, and so therefore we can't have private roads next
Not
to
so.
In fact, there are a few private roads next to public roads in a few places around the country that have allowed that sort of behavior.
It's not
Most
an allow
would
situation.
Would not allow that kind of competition.
It's not an allow
yes,
situation.
Yes, it is.
Come on. Are you telling me I can't buy three houses in a row, knock them all down, and put a road there?
Probably not. Odds are good there's zoning regulations against that sort of thing.
I doubt it very seriously.
Odds are good those pieces of property are not zoned for road.
You're just making your assumption.
And throw you
I
in
don't
jail.
Like. I don't want to have this
it's
road
a good
conversation.
Assumption. We're not having this road. You're the one who brought it there. We are when you build stuff and you make modifications to the property and government finds out, there's usually some sort of violation if you didn't ask for permission. I can guarantee you almost that there would be a prohibition against building a road on your property without their permission.
And the fact is, you have to have governments for law enforcement purposes. If you don't have them for those purposes, then complete order and disarray.
You know what? I don't really know
erupt.
If that's true anymore. I don't really even know if that assumption or that presumption is true either. Well, we'll find out maybe when we have if we have this guy on. I expect that we will. And then you can ask him all the law enforcement questions that you want, because I'm sure he has much better developed answers than do I. But let me finish this up real quick here. Here we go. Government. In democracies and so-called democratic republics, slaves are given the false choice of choosing their new masters. The old plantations can be seen as political subdivisions, such as cities, only smaller. Nations have presidents. States have governors. Counties have commissioners. Cities have mayors. And plantations have masters. Government is a group of men and women providing the service of protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At the barrel of a gun, we have no choice in accepting and paying for their wonderful services.
Now, I'm happy, though. The thing is that I'm not, from the point of view of a libertarian or the point of view of an anarchist, I'm a constitutionalist. Mm-hmm. I want the government to provide me with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness at the point of a gun. That's what I want. Please, give me that.
Their services are so valuable that we're compelled to accept and pay for them. And non-political libertarians and voluntarists are the extremists? To keep this short, I'll use statements from politicians themselves. For instance, their sacred law that's worshipped, revered, and most important, feared. Compare the following, the definitions of the word tax. This one from Ballantyne's Law Dictionary. A forced burden, charge, exaction, imposition, or contribution assessed in accordance with some reasonable rule of apportionment by authority of a sovereign state upon the persons or property within its jurisdiction to provide for public revenue for the support of the government, the administration of the law, or the payment of public expenses. And then Ballantyne's Law Dictionary also says, the use of threats, coercion, intimidation, and violence to compel the payment for actual or alleged services of arbitrary or excessive charges under the guise of membership dues, protection fees, royalties, or service rates. And the first of those definitions is a kinder, gentler way of describing the second. Both are accurate descriptions of how men and women pretending to be government operate. I like the second one because it's actually the definition of racketeer. The government hoax is that government, a racket, is legitimate and necessary. That is absurd. Maybe if you believe a service should be provided at the barrel of a gun, then yes, and you've said yes, you believe that that should be provided at the barrel of a gun. You'd think government is legitimate and necessary, in which case Manwich does. The government hoax is exposed with nothing more than no service or product should be provided at the barrel of a gun. And I agree with that, but you don't.
Well, I'm telling you that there's certain services that need to be provided at the barrel of a gun. That's law enforcement. That's certain roadways and all kinds of things like that. Yes. Things that are constitutional.
If the servicemen and women doing business as a pretended state is so valuable, then people will voluntarily accept and pay for it. Some attack this saying, what's the alternative? Well, that's easy. Anything done under the guise of consent can be done by consent. Men and women pretending to be government only have to do one thing differently. And here's the radical and extremist part. Provide their services on a voluntary basis, just like everybody else. If I want the police protection, shouldn't I be able to pay for it and opt into the program?
No. Because the thing is if you can opt in and opt out of police protection, then you can opt in and opt out of being arrested for doing something wrong. And I'm sorry, every one of the criminals would opt out.
Well, if you're being arrested for doing something wrong and you're a violent criminal, then odds are good you're not going to be able to dissuade your arresters by telling them that you opt out of their system. I don't think that's going to work. I mean, if you went and killed somebody,
you don't think that our political system, i.e., Michael Jackson, is run by the rich and powerful enough? You just want to go ahead and make it private, don't you?
800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Look, I haven't developed this quite as much as this guy, so we'll
and
have to
shows,
have him on.
Buddy.
Since
it
you
shows.
Have a, since you have a lot. You are such a smart-ass sandwich. We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. That's why we're going to have the expert on. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, as you scroll through them, you'll find that we've got a link to our friends over at podcastalley.com, where you can actually go and vote for our show, and actually you can type in directly if you want, vote.freetalklive.com, that'll take you right there. But the archives, on the house, no charge. That's pretty cool. FreeTalkLive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's the show about your calls. So let's talk to John in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi. Oh, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You're welcome.
I heard your definition of tax, and I think there's only one definition for income tax, and that's theft.
I agree.
Absolutely.
We're big proponents of excise taxes here on
I'm a proponent of no taxes,
yes,
personally.
I am a proponent of excise taxes. Taxes through use.
Yeah, well, I'm a little more in Manwich's line.
That's because we're sane.
I think so. I think he just hasn't thought all this through yet. He's got the basic concepts that the markets are going to rule in the end. Mm-hmm. In the end, the markets are going to rule. You know, you can try to manipulate them, but in the end, the markets always win out.
I kind of envision the market as, and I think I might have borrowed this from you, Manwich, but I kind of envision the market as this rushing current of water, that it doesn't matter how many dams the government attempts to build in the way of the market, that the market will just divert and move around those dams eventually.
It's just unstoppable, John.
John, what was your point on income tax? Did you have some specific...
I wanted to eliminate income taxes and replace the revenue, at least in the short term, with a tax on crude oil.
Hmm. Why is that?
Importation or the use?
Use.
Use of crude oil.
Why? Do you not want people to drive? What's the reason?
I would like to see us freed from the shackles of OPEC. I think it's a terrible, in a way, tax. The increase in fuel consumption.
You know, the shackles aren't put there by OPEC, though. The shackles are put there by our own regulations in the United States that says that we can't build new oil refineries, and it's very difficult to drill, and then new power plants can't be built, and all that kind of other stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's the size of government that's an issue.
We'll go ahead and eliminate all those because there won't be any incentive to do that from now on.
I think that what you need to think
will be to go to electric or gasohol or other forms of energy.
I think you're leaving out one important point, John, and that is that if you can convince the public or if you can elect the right politicians that would possibly consider repealing the income tax, then you won't have to replace it with anything. Because if you've had that kind of a paradigm shift in this country, you're going to have Americans demanding lower taxes, and therefore we'll be able to eliminate the income tax and replace it with nothing. Wouldn't that be a little more preferable?
It would absolutely be preferable, but
I think it's also more realistic.
The liberals will fall in line on this because they want to reduce the emissions.
I see what you're saying.
The conservatives will fall in line on it because they would like to
reduce the taxes.
Get rid of the taxes.
He might be right. There might be an alliance able to be forged there.
It sounds like it'd be a difficult sell, period.
But I see what you're saying. It's not going to be as difficult as selling eliminate taxes altogether.
Or to eliminate the use of crude oil altogether.
You know, that's kind of why I've just sort of given up on attempting to sell that to everybody. That's why I want to go to the free state of New Hampshire and just get all the people that think this way, think that we don't need taxes, think that we need to get the government out of our lives, get them all together in the same place, and let the conservatives and liberals go fight on for the rest of their lives while we enjoy our freedom.
And that's great for New Hampshire, but I'm worried about the rest of us here. That's like,
you could move to New Hampshire too, John.
Yes. It's still a semi-free country.
Well, I think we need some government. I think we need law enforcement and roads.
And I think most people in the Free State Project agree with you and Nanwich on that one. I am definitely an oddball in that particular case.
And
that's for a whack job.
But I see Ian as... I don't see the right and left. I see it more of a circle. I think Hitler and Stalin were very close to each other.
Yeah.
And exactly on the opposite side of that circle, in between them is Ian.
Wait. In between them? You mean on the opposite side?
On the opposite side of the circle. In between them on the opposite side of the circle.
I like even being nearby them.
Well, Ian won't use force to enforce his opinion. He just doesn't want anybody anywhere near him with any force.
John, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, thanks for taking my call.
Good call, sir. Glad you're out there listening. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231.
That's right, Manwich, the voice of every man.
You're a silly man. Hey, we got emails. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. This one,
if it wasn't for me, you'd just be some nut job in front of a microphone. Do you realize that? I am your stabilizing, I am your anchor in the storm, my friend.
You are appreciated, man. This one from Dave. He emails the show, and he says, "Hi there. The show continues to be great. Even more incredible is the impression that I get that things are brewing, in the collective unconscious level at least. It's going to boil up to the surface eventually. I need your principled libertarian view on something."
That must be you.
Yeah. I recently made some of my friends very angry, although I think you'll agree with my principled view on this particular
issue. Probably so. I generally do.
One is a very talented artist who draws 40 hours a week on his own time.
He's busy.
You can see his works, and he gives the website. He's very impressive. While doing various manual jobs during the daytime, his girlfriend recently dropped her history of the arts class at the University of Quebec, just so you know where we come from. Quebec is a very socialist state, and we are taught from the very beginning that government makes things possible, and that we have a collective wealth to show for it. What a farce, he says. And then he's going to go into his real issue, which is subsidization of art. We're going to come back with that. It's your show, 800-259-9231. Should the government be paying artists?
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home. Uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen a banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at aquanorthwest.com. Call aquanorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit aquanorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's toll-free. You can bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Join us on the internet at freetalklive.com. You can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. And we got a couple brand new Shriners in recent weeks, so be sure you go and check them out at freetalklive.com. We'll continue this email here from Dave. He says he's got a friend that works 40 hours a week on his own time doing art. And according to him, he's very talented. And he was talking to his friend recently and brought up that, well, I shouldn't have to pay taxes to support any kind of government program, especially the ones helping artists. My take is that if the art is wanted, it will sell. But that's not enough for them. They pretend that only the state have made has made valuable art possible throughout history.
There have been art patrons, and certainly many of those art patrons have been powerful, but it's only because wealth and power have held hands so long. And in America, wealth and power aren't supposed to be holding hands.
He says their main argument, the artist's main argument, is that materials are expensive, and an artist couldn't possibly survive without government money, or the king's money, as it were. To say that if the government doesn't invest in artists, they would starve and stop creating because nobody would want their art is totally ludicrous. They believe people by default aren't interested in art, so if the government didn't force us to pay for it and educate us about how important art is for an advanced, civilized society like ours, then nobody would even want the art. So it all boils down to you will pay for the art and you will love it. but I am not anti-art. In fact, my faith in art is so great that I believe nothing can stop people from creating.
Absolutely.
Because that's what creative humans do. The ironic part of it is the guy never received a dime in government welfare, this particular artist who's his friend. His art is not bought by state museums or anybody but his friends, and he still draws for 40 hours a week. He's living proof that he's wrong. But he was too angry that I accused him of supporting government force against me to support his kind. So tell me, how would artists survive in a libertarian society, and who would support them?
I think that it's clear that many artists and artisans support themselves with the fruit of their labors.
Absolutely.
You know, they make art that people want and can afford, and they sell.
The question here is, just because you decide you want to be an artist, does that mean you deserve to be compensated? I mean, that's the assumption when you're dealing with government subsidizing art. Hey, I'm going to be an artist now. Where's my paycheck? I'm willing to draw for 40 hours a week. Can somebody cut me a check? Really, that's what it is. They're not expecting the market to buy anything from them. They're not expecting to actually go out and have to push their wares. They just think they can just sign up and become an artist, and the checks will start rolling in.
I don't think that that there's anyone checking to see if these artists work 40 hours a week either, by the way.
No.
Now, it's
sure.
It doesn't make any sense, and it's unfair.
I think artists surviving in a libertarian society would be similar to how many of them survive today, because, again, probably most of them don't get government subsidies.
I'm sure they
don't. They do it in their spare time. They do it because they love it.
Right.
And if they manage to find a niche and find a group of people that will buy their art consistently or find a way to move it consistently, then they'll do it in more of their regular time instead of their spare time. It can never be a full-time job right up front.
The artists that draw money from the government in the form of grants for arts and everything, really what their big sort of artistry is scam artistry. The fact is that these people are taking money from us. So real artists are out there supporting themselves.
Absolutely.
I mean, people want their stuff.
Good point. Let the market decide. If your stuff's good, it'll sell. If it's not, you better change it or go wait some tables. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way, 800-259-9231. Sometimes you just have to do what you love for free. Like us here on Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.